This is Chris Whalen, CPA, and welcome to the Street Level Business Podcast. First, a brief background on me. I prepared my first tax return in 1987 and have been running my own CPA firm since 1992. We specialize in business and income tax matters for businesses and families and offer the full array of services you would expect from a full-service CPA firm. These podcasts do not take a political view, but seek to offer an unbiased interpretation of how global and national events and legislation are impacting families and businesses at the street level. If you take a look at your screen, you will see my website and phone number, both great ways to reach me. Today, we have a very urgent topic. Effective October 1st, short-term New Jersey real estate rentals are now going to be subject to sales tax. This is a substantial change to New Jersey law. If you have short-term real estate rentals, I urge you to schedule a consultation with my team right away. New Jersey has come up with a term, transient rentals, to describe the rental of real estate for a period of less than 90 days. This can include the rental of a single room or an entire home. This term does not apply to hotels, motels, dormitories, campsites, meeting rooms, hospitals, or nursing homes. These facilities are already subject to their own taxes and fees. The transient rental designation will affect all short-term vacation rentals and homeowners who rent out rooms on a short-term basis through services such as Airbnb. You will be subject to taxes on rentals whether you use a service such as Airbnb, which is termed as a transient space marketplace, or rent the property yourself through a classified ad or sign on the street. However, if you use a transient space marketplace, they would be required to collect and pay all applicable taxes on your behalf. If not, the individual property owner is required to register and collect and then remit all applicable taxes. A transient space marketplace does not charge the property owner for placing an ad on their website. They collect all rents and fees from the renter and remit a net amount to the property owner after deducting its fees and expenses. A service that charges an upfront fee for placing an ad for rental and does not collect the rent from the customer is not considered a transient space marketplace. There are exceptions to the transient rental designation that would exempt a property owner from becoming subject to the additional taxes on rentals. These include furnished or unfurnished private residential property, including but not limited to condos, bungalows, single-family homes, and similar living units, where no maid service, room service, linen changing service, or other common hotel services are made available by the lessor, and this is very important, and where the keys to the property, whether a physical key, access to a keyless locking mechanism, or other means of physical entrance to the property, are provided to the lessee at the location of an off-site real estate broker licensed by the New Jersey Real Estate Commission. So I want everyone to really take a minute and understand that, because the beginning of that example would make it seem like most rentals are not subject to this, but only if those specific types of rentals have the keys that are in the possession of a licensed real estate broker. The next example of what wouldn't be subject to these new tax rules are rentals to a nonprofit organization that has been granted an exemption with a Form ST-50. The next would be rental to the federal government or the state of New Jersey or any of their agencies or instrumentalities. If your property rental is considered a transient rental, it could be subject to the following taxes: sales tax, state occupancy fees, municipal occupancy taxes, Meadowlands Regional Hotel Use Assessment, Atlantic City promotion fees, Atlantic City luxury tax, sports and entertainment facility tax in Millville, Cape May County tourism tax and assessment. Now I want to talk a little about required document retention. Transient space marketplaces are required to keep the following information for 4 years after the transaction occurs: the name of the person who provided the accommodation, the name of the customers, the address of the units, the dates and nightly rates for which the consumer purchased the transient accommodation or hotel room, the municipal transient accommodation registration number, if applicable, and a statement as to whether such booking services will be provided in connection with a short-term rental of an entire unit or part of a unit. You'll also need to keep track of the individualized name or number of each such advertisement or listing connected to such unit, and such other information, of course, as the New Jersey Division of Taxation may require. This new law is broad and sweeping and will impact many, many people that have short-term rentals in the state of New Jersey. Again, I urge you to contact me and my team to schedule a consultation to see how these laws may affect you and your family and your businesses. Well, this brings us to the end of another edition of the Street Level Business Podcast. Thanks for listening. I hope you found this podcast informative and impartial. Please take a moment to subscribe to my YouTube channel. If you want to become a subscriber to my business and tax memos, please send an email to me at chriswhalencpa@gmail.com and I will add you. On the screen, you'll see my website and my phone number, two great ways to reach me. Remember, as always, a transcription of this podcast can be found on my memos page. As always, the moment you have a business or tax question is the moment you should be calling me. Thank you so much for listening and have the best day.